Here's the answer to our geo quiz. The capital of China's Hebei province is Shijiazhuang. Teenage Linnell Yi from Palo Alto, California is there right now. She's on the U.S. team competing against girls from all around the world in the China Girls Math Olympiad.
It's a two-day competition, 4 hours each day and four problems each day.
What was your favorite and how did you solve it?
My favorite would have to be problem four, the inequality. It says to prove that something is always less than or equal to something else.
And how do you actually go about doing that?
I actually, several years ago, I went to a math summer camp where somebody taught a class on a certain method for solving inequalities. And I looked at this problem and I guess I worked with it a bit and it seemed that this method would become useful. And so I just tried it and it worked.
And I gather your solution was actually different from the solution the people who wrote the problem had in mind.
Yeah, it was completely different. Yeah.
Describe what it's like. You're 170 miles from Beijing. You're in Hebei province. What have you seen?
So I guess most of the time we've been in the school. We did go touring a bit today. We saw an ancient bridge, and I got four Rubik's Cubes. Five, actually. Five Rubik's Cubes. The colorful.
Yes, absolutely. But why would you buy them there? What's different about Rubik's Cubes in China?
They're cheaper. At home, I only have the standard 3x3x3 Rubik's Cube, and over here they have all kinds of strange shapes.
So they are actually different.
Yes, very interesting.
Well, Linnell, thank you for speaking with us. Linnell Yi recently graduated from Palo Alto High School, and now you're going to pass us to Elizabeth Singh, who is a senior from Boston.
Yep. Hello?
Hi, Elizabeth.
Yes.
Give us a sense of the competition. Help people understand what the math is like, what it's like to do it over there.
It's difficult math, but it's so much fun. When I sit down to take the competition, I just feel very sort of at home. It doesn't really matter where I am. I enjoy solving problems, and it's always great to solve the problem.
And how would you describe those problems to someone who's not especially good at math?
It's like figuring out why something happens, like figuring out for yourself why something happens and then being able to show it to others.
What do you think will be your strongest memory that you'll take back?
Walking around the school campus with some of the volunteers. We were just playing around on these seesaws and stuff like that. And I was speaking a bit of Chinese. I had taken a Chinese class during the year, so I actually spoke some Chinese. That was so much fun.
Excellent. Elizabeth Singh is a senior from Boston and Linnell Yi from Palo Alto. They're in China as part of the U.S. high school math team sponsored by the Mathematical Sciences Research Institute. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Thank you.